State law allows those who lose their jobs through no fault of their own to collect benefits for up to 26 weeks. If there's a dispute about the reason, the burden has been on the employer to prove the person quit or was fired for cause. This legislation shifts that burden to the former worker. Eric Emmert, who lobbies for East Valley Chambers of Commerce, acknowledged that people who have been fired or laid off may not have proof they were let go. But he said the reverse can also be true.
The employer doesn't have, oftentimes, the ability to demonstrate that the employee did not call, did not show, or left his or her position. The employee should have the burden of proving that they are eligible for benefits.
Democrats on the Commerce Committee argued that's not fair. But Senator Barb Worsley said his own experience as founder of in-flight shopping magazine SkyMall, which hires people for call centers, convinces him the operation of the state's unemployment system is bad public policy.
I watch people set home for the entire length of their unemployment at $6 an hour because a call center job was not a whole lot more than that. And it was easier to set home and collect unemployment than to go get a job.
The benefit is supposed to be equal to half of what someone was earning. But Arizona has the second lowest cap on benefits at $240 a week of any state in the country. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.